I decided to come home from work early today. I was hoping to surprise you and maybe have a little bit of fun. I walked into the house and didn't see you in the living room or in the kitchen, so I started making my way back to the bedroom. And that's when I heard the voices. Not just yours, but yours and another female voice that I didn't recognize. I made my way down to the door and gently turned the knob and pushed it open just a fraction, and the first thing I saw was you sitting on our bed, your hair hanging loose, and you were wearing a tank top and a pair of panties and nothing else. And sitting right across from you on the bed was somebody I've never seen before, somebody that I didn't recognize. Her hair was long and flowing down between her shoulder blades. She had bright eyes and a pretty smile, and she was just wearing a bra and little pair of shorts, and your fingers were playing in her hair. I could feel my cock starting to get hard in my pants, and I continued to watch as your thumb brushed along her cheek and tucked some of that long hair behind her ear. She was smiling at you as you leaned in and pressed your lips softly against hers. Such a soft, sensual, lingering kiss. You were lightly nibbling at her lips, and your tongue was playing against hers. Her hands had reached out to rest on your hips, and thumbs were sliding up underneath your tank top to just brush along your smooth, soft skin. And I couldn't help but wondering who she was, why she was here. But I certainly wasn't gonna do anything to stop you. And your hand slid around and you started to comb your fingers through her hair as the kiss deepened, and your other hand slid up along her bare torso and over her bra, squeezing her breast and your hand through the material. And I could see her arching her back a little bit, and she was moaning softly into your mouth. And just as you broke the kiss, I pushed the door the rest of the way open. I stepped in, and you both heard the sound at the same time, your head swiveling, looking over at me. She was blushing furiously and looked really, really shy. You just had an impish grin on your face. Clearly surprised that I was home early, but it wasn't going to stop you from having your fun. I just gave you a little nod, and the motion of my hand indicated that you should continue as I walked over and sat down on the chair. It was over near the window. She looked a little nervous, like maybe you should stop. But you took her face in your hands and you turned her back towards you and you told her just to go with it. That it's okay. He's just gonna watch. And then you were kissing her again, and she was moaning, and her hands started sliding a little bit higher up underneath your tank top, and she was caressing your tummy and almost brushing against the undersides of your tits. Your hand slid around behind her back and you deftly unclasped her bra, slipping the straps down off her shoulders and down to her elbows. As you pulled the material forward, she slid her hands out from underneath your tank top and you took the bra off and tossed it to the side. Your hands immediately went to those sexy tits, cupping them and squeezing them. I could see your thumbs just brushing over those stiff nipples, and eliciting little gasps and moans from her. You dropped your hands away and you reached down for the bottom of your tank top, and then one fluid motion, you pulled it up over your head, shaking out your hair as you tossed the material away. And your hand hooking behind her head, and tangling your fingers in her hair, and you pulled her face right down to your breast, pushing her soft lips against your skin. She started to lick and suck, running her lips and her tongue over one of your stiff, hard nipples. And you were looking at me and moaning as she worked her mouth over your breast, your fingers clutching, stroking at her hair, telling her that she was doing a good job, that you wanted her to make you feel good. I watched as your hands ran down your body and her fingers started to hook into the back of your, the back of your panties, sliding down over the firm roundness of your ass, squeezing it as she pulled you closer against her, her tongue circling and wrapping around your nipple and licking at it. And she pulled her head back enough that she could kiss up along the hollow of your throat and along your jaw. And then she was kissing you hungrily on the mouth again, her hands squeezing and groping at your bare ass inside your panties. And then she was sliding her hands to the waistband. She was tugging them down over your hips, and you broke the kiss and rolled back, falling backwards onto the bed as you pushed out your legs for her to pull those panties off. Your body laying there naked and exposed, that pussy already slick and wet. And your hand moving to your tit and squeezing it as you used your other hand to tug on her hair, pulling her down between your legs. Moaning at her to lick your pussy. You wanted to feel that tongue. And then she was looking up at you with those pretty eyes as she started to lick. kneeling there between your legs. Her soft pink tongue just teasing along those delicate folds, tasting your wetness. She ran her tongue all the way up around your clit, feathering it back and forth. And one of her hands sliding up your stomach and over to your tit, squeezing it as she flicked that tongue back and forth over your clit. You were moaning and, oh my God, your eyes were half closed as you started to push your hips up against her face, your fingers clutching at her hair, holding her there, starting to grind your wet little pussy onto her chin and her lips and her tongue. Oh, huh. Oh, fuck yeah. She was eating that little pussy so good. She was making you make such delicious sounds. All those little moans and whimpers filling the room as her tongue just danced patterns all over your pussy. Oh, and then she was sucking at your lips, and burying her face into that wet, juicy cunt. Her tongue trying to push up inside of you, trying to tongue fuck you. Oh my God. Your leg, pushing over her shoulder and crooking to the side so you could dig your heel into her back. Finger tighter in her hair, holding her in place as you just kept grinding your pussy up against her face. Oh my God. And her ass was pushed up in the air in those little shorts. And, oh my God, she was squeezing, massaging your tit in her hand. Oh, one of her hand slid off your breast and up around your throat just to gently squeeze it as she buried that tongue even deeper inside your hot little pussy. Oh, and I knew you were getting close to coming. I knew you were getting close to coming all over her pretty little face. And then you suddenly pushed her away. Oh my God. And you pulled on her hair, tugging her so that she was crawling up over your body and pulled her down into another hungry kiss. Her bare tits pushing against your bare tits, and you could taste yourself on her tongue and on her lips. Juices dribbling down her chin and along her neck. Oh, fuck. And then you were rolling over, rolling yourself over on top of her as she was on her back, and you started kissing your way down her body over that soft, smooth, silky skin until you got to the little shorts and you quickly unbuttoned them and yanked them down over her hips, down over her ass and past her thighs until she was kicking them off. And you drew your fingers along her wet little pussy and, oh fuck, and raised your finger to your mouth, tasting it, tasting her. And you grinned at her and you told her not to move. Don't go anywhere. And you quickly rolled off the bed and you opened up the, oh fuck, the nightstand, and you pulled out that rubber cock, that harness, pulling it on around your hips, making sure it was secure, and licking your lips as you climb back up on the bed and between her legs, and your hands running up and down the insides of her thighs as you pushed your legs further open, gripping that toy cock in your hand and rubbing it back and forth over that wet, wet pussy before you, slapping it against her clit. She was moaning and her hands were on her breast, squeezing them as she looked up at you. He just grinned at her again. He asked her if she wanted to be fucked. Oh my god. She moaned out a breathless reply, nodding her head, telling you, yes, please. Put it inside me. And you started to guide the toy into that tight little pussy, watching as it stretched her open, filled her up as you pushed it in inch by inch. Oh my god. Until you were completely inside her. Oh, and your hands slid down her thighs to her hips as she wrapped her legs around you, her heels resting on your ass, and she started to dig them in, urging you on, urging you to fuck her with that toy cock. Oh, fuck. And so you did. And you started to pump those hips. Started to drive that toy into her. Fucking her hard and deep. I could see the way your ass was flexing. And, oh my god. And the sexy way your body moved as you fucked this stranger in her bed. Oh my god. And your hands sliding up to squeeze at her tits. Pawing at them and pushing them together. Oh my god. And then you were sliding them up further to grip her shoulders as you leaned over her a little bit to get more leverage. And you just kept pumping that toy into her. You could feel the friction against your own clit driving you crazy as you, as you fucked her. Oh my god. She just kept moaning, crying out, telling you to do it harder, to do it faster, not to stop. Not to stop because you were going to make her come. Oh, fuck. And just when you thought that she was going to go over the edge, you stopped and you pulled that toy out, glistening with her juices, and you gripped her hip and you pulled on it, rolling her over onto her stomach as you brought your hand down, slapping it on her ass, telling her to get it up in the air. Get that ass up in the air. And she pulled her knees up under, pushing that ass up, keeping her face down on the mattress as you lined that toy up again and you shoved it right back into that pretty little pussy from behind. And your hips slapping up against her ass. And, oh my god, one of your hands was gripping her hips and you were fucking her so hard. So deep. And your other hand sliding down her back, tangling in her hair, grabbing a fistful of it and tugging back on it, telling her to take it. You were going to fuck her until you came. You were going to fuck her pussy until you got off. Oh my god. And I stood up from my position of watching and I walked over to the bed so that I could run my fingers through your hair. Turn your face towards mine to kiss you hard on the mouth. Oh, fuck. You just kept driving yourself into her from behind. And she was crying out and moaning. I knew she was going to come any second. And I broke the kiss. Told you to fuck her. That's it. I want to see you come. I want to see you make her come. And I want to see you come at the same time, baby. That's it. Come on. Fuck her hard. Come on, take her from behind. Show me how well you fuck, baby girl. And I slid my hand on your back to grip your ass so I could feel it flexing every time you drove that toy into her from behind. Oh, fuck. And your eyes started to glaze over a little bit and your fingers tangled tighter in her hair. And you gripped that hip so tightly in your hand as you just hammered that toy into her from behind until it. I could hear her crying out, both of you hitting your organs at the same time, just thrashing against each other. Oh my god, fuck. You both look so fucking hot. Ha, ha. Oh, fuck. And then she was shuddering and shaking on the bed. Her thighs were quivering and you were panting and moaning and, oh God. You collapsed forward on top of her, your sexy body laying down against hers, your toy still inside her pussy as it twitched around it, and your tits against her bare back, and you were planting little kisses on her neck and her shoulders and telling her what a good girl she was. Oh, fuck. How much it turned you on to make her come. And I bent down and I stroked my fingers through your hair and I kissed the side of your face. Thanks for letting me watch that baby girl. Maybe the three of us can play in the morning. And with that, I left you two to get some sleep.